Thank goodness. Dole, you hardly ever hear of a case of it anymore. You hardly ever hear of a case of malaria or chills. I know them people when I was a boy up there, they'd come back down here in this year, Cherokee country, and get on these rivers here and then come back and chill all winter long.
Uh-huh.
Malaria, you know, and chill, and they don't have that anymore.
Hmm.
I guess a lot of it is the water they drink anymore, is, you know, causes a lot of that. Now, typhoid fever is nearly all caught, nearly all of it, from water.
Uh-huh.
But they have a way of vaccinating for that and taking care of the water, though. You don't hear of it. I don't know when I've heard of a real case of typhoid fever. Now, when I was a young man, a boy, sometimes it'd be a family, four, five, or six, or maybe eight or ten. One of them would have typhoid fever, and a whole bunch of them finally wind up with that typhoid fever and kill one or two out of the bunch, and something like that, we never hear of it anymore.
It's pretty hard. Did you have swamps over in Arkansas?
Well, now, not where I live, we don't have, but back south of us here, 50 miles, they do have swamps. But we don't have any here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a hundred mile.
What are some of the streams around here?
Well, we have right across north of us over here. I can take that road right there and go 3 miles north and drive right up on what they call Spavinaw.
Mm-hmm.
Then
river?
No, it's a little river. It's a fair stream.
Uh-huh.
And Tulsi gets its water there.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, you may not know, but Tulsi comes the nearest to having pure water of any city in the United States.
Huh.
And they've got two dams across this little stream that I'm telling you about over here that they get their water.
Mm-hmm.
And effluent it from there clear into Tulsi.
My goodness.
That's right. Yes, for every bit of water they get at Tulsi comes right out of this little stream spouting over here.
I've drove past it. It looked very clean, very nice.
You came over this morning, didn't you, over where the, well now, you know, that's the upper dam. It's right down below there, this little house.
Oh.
And then on down then, about 7 or 8, 10 miles, is another one.
Oh.
They had to have the two in order to have enough water to take care of things at Tulsi, but it all goes through the same flume going over there. They laid that thing there, brother, when they first started. I forgot how many million dollars it cost them to get that water from Spavinaw over here into Tulsi. And some of the people thought the Tulsi city was ruined.
Yeah.
Finest thing ever happened to them. They got water that somebody threw a steam throwing up ahead, you see. And I don't know how they got through it. They just got water without it being, but it's just as clear. You can go down there right now and see a gravel in water 4 or 5 foot deep.
That's probably, I don't see much.
You do, out where you live back in there, their streams is terrible.
Looks just like Temecula.
Yes, it does. I know it. I've been over there.
Any other streams around?
Yeah, now Flint Creek, you can go south here 2.5 miles and drive up to another little stream that's just about as big as Spavinaw.
Mm.
And Flint Creek runs into Illinois River, and Spavinaw goes into Grand River. Mm-hmm. You know, it's only, have you been over to Grand Lake, or have you?
No, haven't been there.
Now, boy, listen, that's worth your while.
I don't want to see.
That was the biggest cement project in the world right there. The biggest cement project in the world. That's right. Most concrete in it. I forget, it seemed to me like it's a mile and a half. I wouldn't say positive. Just solid cement, the road right on top of it.
Goodness.
Oh, it's wonderful. They've got a wonderful lake there. I forget how many hundred miles is the shoreline around that lake.
Ooh.
Oh, it goes way back up there.